Nearly 600 men participated in the screening that looked at the prevalence of trauma in male inmates. Researcher Nancy Wolf, director of the Center for Behavioral Health Services and Criminal Justice Research at Rutgers, found that the men had experienced a wide range of trauma in their lives. 85% reported being a victim of a crime-related event, such as robbery or home invasion. And over three-quarters of the men had been physically or sexually abused. John Wetzel, corrections secretary in Pennsylvania, said at first he almost didn't believe the figures.
Because when I saw the numbers and when I saw the prevalence of trauma overall, I was just blown away. I didn't even believe, I couldn't believe that so many, such a high percentage of our offenders had experienced trauma. And so I called her up and I said, are you sure about these numbers?
Wetzel says trauma in male prisoners hasn't really been looked at extensively, and very little trauma-focused treatment exists inside male prisons. With females, there's been a broad knowledge that a large percentage of that population has had trauma or unresolved trauma as a root cause of behaviors that lead to incarceration.
So with men, we don't, we just really haven't paid attention to that. We really pay attention to kind of the end game. So we pay attention to what the crime is. We pay attention to what the addiction is. But we really haven't rolled up our sleeves and drilled down to what is the root cause. What experience led to this individual getting addicted that ultimately led them to doing whatever they did.
In the last couple of years, the Department of Corrections has started screening women at commitment. Screening men will take some creativity, he says, because males tend to be less forthcoming in speaking about their trauma. But he says it needs to be done. So far, what they've been doing hasn't been effective.
I don't see it as a big cost, and whatever cost is spent, I see as the opportunity to get a very good return on our investment.
Wetzel says screening, along with the correct treatment, will help curtail recidivism. Inmates in the Rutgers survey who screened positive for both PTSD and for substance abuse were entered into a pilot treatment program designed specifically for men with trauma and addiction problems. Wetzel says those types of programs are the next step.
Now that we have this study, it's really looking at, are our programs trauma-informed? Are we, the programs that we're delivering that we're already having okay outcomes on, are we making sure that for this specific group, it's not having a negative effect?
Prisons in Pennsylvania already deliver mental health services to 10,000 individuals, a little under a fifth of all inmates. Research has shown that trauma exposure is strongly associated with physical and mental illness and substance abuse. Wetzel says the prisons end up being the end game, and a lot of responsibility lies with the education system, human services departments, and society as a whole.
We're not the problem. We're how the problem gets exposed. So any other system fails, people end up with us.
The research was funded by the National Institute of Mental Health. I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.